What's this exhibition all about?
So thank you for having me, by the way. This is great to be here. But we've been doing this show for 19 years now, so the title changes once a year. This is the 19th year, basically, that we've had this partnership running with the Delaware Division of the Arts. So each year, the DDOA gives out individual artist fellowships to a really wide variety of artists. It's an application process. There are hundreds of people from across the state that apply, and they pick usually between 12 and 18 artists, but it's visual artists, it's musicians and other performing artists. It's also writers of all different sort of literary genres. And so when those fellowships are awarded at the beginning of every calendar year, the Biggs Museum comes in and we invite all of them in for one big group show here at the museum.
This show sounds very exciting. The exhibition has already held its soft opening last week. Now, part of the exhibition is DDOA Award Winners 19 Ceremony, which is coming up on Wednesday, June the 12th. What's that all about?
It's kind of like our way of sort of featuring the best of Delaware this year. So these folks have all won awards, starting at, like, I think $1,500 up to the master's level at $10,000. They're incredible. And the award ceremony is a way for the Delaware Division of the Arts to bring all of those artists together in under one roof and basically give them a formal certificate and sort of a photo opportunity to sort of commemorate this moment and to commemorate their achievements. And the ceremony is usually sort of picked up with maybe a couple of spoken word experiences. People are writing some information down, or excuse me, they're reading their work. And then we also usually have some sort of music videos playing, sometimes musical accompaniments. It really all depends on who is the fellowship winner this year. In addition, oftentimes it's the governor, sometimes the secretary of state comes to do the actual sort of formal gifting, basically, of these certificates and to sort of commemorate that moment. So it's just a really special moment for the artist. But even more importantly, it's a really fantastic way to come and meet the artist.
All right, so that sounds like fun. And the event is free and open to the public. We're talking to Ryan Grover, the curator at the Biggs Museum. Now, also surrounding this exhibition, there's going to be an award winners concert on July 13th. What's this all about?
So with our exhibition, because we're principally a visual arts museum, when we do an exhibition like this, where we are bringing in such varied artists with such sort of variety of different kinds of things that they do and their achievements are so interesting, we have great representation for the visual artists, because that's what we do. And even with the writers, we do a whole series of videos of them reading their works, and we put those within the galleries as well, along with sort of a reader section. With the performing artists, the choreographers, the musicians, oftentimes the only thing that we can really represent them with in the exhibition is sort of a video of perhaps a performance that they've done, but it's nothing like experiencing it live. So oftentimes, and for several years now, we've been hosting a concert here at the museum specifically for those performing artists. And it's a way for individuals to just have this great one-on-one interaction in a smaller setting, sort of a chamber setting, really, to experience those artists. And for the years that we've been doing it, it's been a sold-out show. It's really terrific.
All right, so the Biggs Museum is hosting the Delaware Division of the Arts Award Winners 19 exhibition. It's on display at the Biggs in downtown Dover until July 21st. After that, you're taking the show on the road?
Yes, for the last couple of years, we've been sending the show, sort of a smaller version of the exhibition, has been going to two other locations. So the first location is Camp Rehoboth in Rehoboth Beach, and then there's also Cab Calloway School for the Arts in Wilmington. So the camp show is going to be happening from August 3rd to September 1st of this year, and Cab Calloway show opens when the students come back for their calendar year, starting September 6th through October 18th.